I'd probably use it.
Okay. Would you use it in another?
But I, you know, that's a word that I wouldn't use very often. So
okay. Would you ever use it in relationship to crops? The crops are.
No.
For that were out of plum or something like that. Okay.
No, I wouldn't use it for crops.
Okay. If you were taking a seed to plant and you were just you weren't planting it in a line, but were kind of throwing it out all over the place, what would you? How would you describe that? You're throwing them out.
I don't know. I'd just be sowing seed is what I'd be doing.
Okay. Do you ever use the word broadcast to broadcast out?
Well, I've heard of that.
Okay.
And I know what that means, but I wouldn't use
it. It's something you would use. Okay. That's fine. Just two others here. If you had kind of a small explosion and things were kind of thrown in a lot of different directions.
Combustion.
Okay. What would you call that? Things you might just, if you were trying to describe it to everybody, you'd say things were just thrown.
Everywhere,
okay.
I'd say.
Have you ever heard him use the word anti-godlin?
No.
Okay. Would they ever say something like things? Anti-godlin is this position here. I apologize. Would you ever say things were going every which way?
Yeah.
Is that? Yeah. How would you say that they went?
Every which way.
Okay. And the last one is when people around in these parts say goodbye to each other, what do they say?
Take care.
Take care. Say goodbye.
Goodbye and take care.
Okay.
Be careful. Take care.
Okay.
We always say take care.
Okay.
Drive carefully now.
Okay. Basically it as far as all of those questions. Let me think. I just want to make sure that there's nothing else that I wanted to ask you. I think that's it. There's one other thing. Primarily, what was the crop that y'all grew on the farm? I know that Yes.
Alfalfa is our main crop. And corn and maize. We never grow very much wheat here on the irrigated line. We usually grow wheat so that we can seed a field of alfalfa. This wheat right west of the house here, when it's combined, why then later Victor will burn that off, the stubble off, and then he'll seed it to alfalfa. And that will be a new field for hay, alfalfa. And you know, when they first started, the government started to interfere with crops and things like that, we never did go along with that. So we never did enter into that bit. Here on the river, we just never did do it, but it has been done a lot out south in the Mar on the dry lands. They took full benefit of it and still taking, which I don't believe in. I think if you've got a farm, you should take care of your land. You shouldn't have the government take care of it for you. Now that is the way I feel. And this place here, like this has been in, well, I have lived here 58 years and we have never had a mortgage on the land. We didn't buy new stuff and a lot of new stuff all the time. And we did borrow money, but it was on our crop. Not on the land, just on the crop. And when our crop was harvested, we paid the bank. And if we had anything left over, we bought a new car, or we built on another room, but we never did borrow money to build on either. And we survived that way. Some years was not so good, but other years was good, and so then we'd have something to spend. And that's just, I think the one reason I feel that way is because my dad losing his farm and my brother losing the ranch and the cattle, because the bank took everything when the drought came along, and they lost, well, my brother lost lots of cattle in a creek at Hale drill bad, and these cattle was mortgaged. And it wasn't his fault, you know. And so I never wanted to get involved borrowing a lot of money from any bank. And I still think the banks do that on purpose. I think they did this on purpose to a lot of these farmers. Because at one time, I borrowed money. I didn't have to, but I borrowed money to buy a new car after George died. And I wanted to pay for it in 2 years, but I wanted to pay for it at the end of my crop year.
Mm-hmm.